In the name of the light of God that never fails, I call to you, beloved Archangel Michael, beloved Saria and Cusco, beloved Hercules and Amazonia. I call for a mighty blue flame wall of protection around us, around each one gathered here, around this entire nation and around this planet. I call for a wall of blue flame protection now around our heart and around all of our chakras. I call for the ring pass knot of the solar ring to be placed around all of the affairs that would seek to intrude upon us in this hour, all concerns, all frustrations, and anything that is less than our ability to contact our higher self this night. Call now to the Buddha of the Ruby Ray, Chamul and Charity, beloved Nada, to bring forth the flame of love that we might magnify that love within our aura. Call to you, beloved Maha Chohan, to send forth the breath of the Holy Spirit through this work. We call now to you, beloved Jesus, Mother Mary, Saint Germain. Come forth now. Place your presence over our heart. Beloved El Moria, beloved God and Goddess Maru, come forth now with the mind of God and with illumination's flame. We ask this for ourselves and for every light bearer on this planet. We can receive this blessing this night according to God's holy will. Let it be done. Amen. Please look at the eyes of your master, focusing on our master. Master is happy to see us. The master is waiting for this moment of connecting where we can bridge heaven and earth and heaven by our earnestness and our dedication to striving to align our consciousness with the higher consciousness of the higher self, the Holy Christ self, and the I Am Presence. Let us begin by centering in our heart. We're going to wiggle our big right toe. Wiggle our left thumb. Wiggle our nose. Wiggle our heart. Now take a deep breath and let everything that has been upon you this day out with the out breath. Breathe in the consciousness coming through the master's eyes and breathe out now the human consciousness and concern. Breathing in, breathing out. What we're trying to do here is to anchor that assuredness that the master has. The master has an assuredness, but this is an assuredness that isn't based on pride or on ego doing. It's an assuredness that comes from being one with the law, one with the Father. So if we breathe in again this vibration, we're breathing out all negative self-talk, all negativity. Breathing in again, breathing out. We know not yet what he shall be when he shall appear. We know not yet what is in store for us, even this night. But what we do know is that the Master is appreciates our being here and appreciates our friendship. Appreciates our willingness to make contact. So as we look at the Master's eyes, we want to even out that energy between the left eye and the right eye, between the masculine side and the feminine side. And we're going to give the mantra, I am Alpha and Omega. Right now we're giving this mantra, focusing on the eyes, focusing on balancing the action between our gaze and the Master's gaze. Simultaneously, we place our attention in our heart so that it is not in the carnal mind, the chattering mind, or the solar plexus. So we are focused on the flame in the heart, and focus on the eyes of the Master, and we're going to be triangulating, as it were, between our heart and the Master's eyes. So even though we are using our eyes to look at the Master, let us see the energy coming from our heart going to the Master's eyes, then coming back into our heart. That's a triangulating alchemy. Together. I am Alpha and Omega. 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 Now, as we look at the Master's eyes, we want to think of this phrase, let the children come unto me. We want to approach the Master from that place of the childlike child that is uncomplicated and spontaneous and free of the carnal mind that says this is childish. To some degree, if you have a little child and you say to the child, you're being childish, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Because they are a child. And so when the not-self tells us that this is childish, from that place of the love child, it's not. I was at Dr. Kurtz's office today with my children, and Dr. Kurtz came in and sat down, and Christian just ran up to him, sat on his lap, gave him a big hug, and then left. And it was very moving because it had been a long time since we'd seen Dr. Kurtz, and it wasn't one of those things that was underprepared. It was simply his heart and soul just wanting to jump up in the doctor's lap and give him a hug. And when that was done, he went on to play with what he was doing. And so we want to be able to do that with the Master. In our consciousness, to run up and sit on the Master's lap. Not giving any thought as to whether what the not-self would think about it in ourselves or in others. That consciousness that gets us into the kingdom of heaven. It's that consciousness of spontaneity mixed with goodwill and faith and simplicity, being uncomplicated and simply being. Simply being. There's no rationalization with being. Not an intellectual exercise or discussion in your mind. And so let's think about this from that perspective of the child who runs into the Master's lap. The child doesn't have a sense of shame or a sense that it's inappropriate. So as we're looking at this again, we continue focusing on the Master's eyes. We are the child of Alpha and Omega. We are the child of Alpha and Omega within the Master, and that Alpha and Omega energy is pouring through the eyes of the Master now in a very balanced way. When we claim Alpha and Omega, I am Alpha and Omega, it's like the child who says, this is my last name, whatever your last name is, because my parents' last name. Therefore, I am a part of my parents, and my parents are a part of me. And I can have that childlike consciousness and be a child and still have this adult last name. And so right now, even though we know that we are also the adult, we're going to place the master in that place of polarity. We're going to exercise that childlike joy and trust and faith and eagerness and simplicity and expectation that isn't a demand that's from the carnal mind, but simply a joyful openness to whatever may come. So let us give this mantra again. We're balancing out these energies. See yourself nestled on the lap of the master against his or her chest. I am Alpha and Omega. I am Alpha and Omega. I am Alpha and Omega. Alternate this now with the statement, let the children come unto me. So as we look at the master, we're saying, chanting, I am Alpha and Omega, let the children come unto me. As the figure eight flow action. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. the children come unto me. Now, as we're one with the Master, connected in that consciousness, we are going to visualize those souls that we are intended to be a shepherd for, the souls that we are intended to contact or work with or uplift or assist in whatever way, understanding that through the hands and feet of our work, the Master is working through us. Like St. Teresa of Avila said, Christ has no body now on earth but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Your eyes, those through which he woos compassion. And so we understand that the Master is the one who works through us, and we understand that it is ultimately that vibration that we want flowing through us, that we might impart it to those who are coming to us, that we might be able to love the soul, the child soul, in others, that bypasses the carnal mind and all of the different karmic interactions and layers that we have upon us with different individuals. So we're going to give this mantra again, and now, even though we're gazing at the eyes of the Master, we're also aware of that heart flame of our heart. We're still triangulating from the heart, and we're aware that our heart is becoming that magnet for rings upon rings of souls. See your heart as the stone in the center of the rings on a pond of water where you skip the stone or there are rings of water forming around the stone. Well, we do not want hearts of stone, but we do see those rings around our heart. And we do see the heart as the lodestone for the Master's consciousness that wants us to be able to be in that childlike place that isn't childish, and with the Master in that place of trust and love and oneness and obedience and the willingness to respond immediately with enthusiasm. And simultaneously, we want to be able to respond to and honor and draw to us the souls of those that we are intended to assist by seeing the child in them and uplifting that child, no matter how battered or bruised that child might be. There's a child in every soul that comes to us, no matter what the age of the person. And we have to bypass all of the carnal mind and the years of experiences in that rigidity that comes over us as we move from child to adult in the outer sense. Now, this isn't about denying the need to be adult, because when we are able to truly honor and serve and have compassion for and empathy for the child in others, we are being the adult, and simultaneously we are being the Master's child. And as the son of the Father, we are one with the Father. I don't think there's a single ascended master in heaven who's sophisticated. The brilliance that they have is not the brilliance of the carnal mind. Somebody says, oh, that's brilliant, or he's brilliant, or she's brilliant, in the sense of an ego manifestation. The brilliance is the light of God shining through them. And in order not to follow in the footsteps of Lucifer, there has to be that childlike humility and openness to receive from the one above us in hierarchy, so that we can turn around and be adult with the one beneath us that we are to help bring up. I was having an interesting conversation with Katri this week, and she says, you know, people are always praying to these different ones, Archangel Michael or different masters, and it's good. And ultimately, we have to understand that for these ones, these masters, to act in the world of form, they have to have instruments. And so it's not enough to call upon the master, we have to become the master. It's not enough to call upon Archangel Michael, we have to become Archangel Michael in action. Jesus in action, Saint Germain in action. And this is how we earn our wings, and how we earn our, like those trees, you know, you cut a tree and there are all these circles on the stump as the tree has grown a new ring each year. So we're growing our rings just like a tree. And you're just a little sapling. You call upon Archangel Michael, and he's right there, perhaps through someone else or through a circumstance. And you have that response of the one who is the child of God. And then as you start growing your rings, you become the son or daughter of God. And then with more rings, you become an older son and daughter of God, and pretty soon, the light of the Master is flowing through you, and you are the instrument for the change. And we become that change we want to see in the world, because it's happening through us, and God needs mighty trees that will stand strong in this time when all of these winds are blowing, the winds of the Holy Spirit and the winds of the storm. And it's an interesting teaching that I came across one day about the rings of the causal body. I believe it was a dictation by Jesus where it was revealed that the causal body isn't just like the picture of the chart, where it starts with the white fire core and then moves out through the yellow and the pink and the violet and the purple and the green and the blue, and that's the end of it. When we get to the end of the blue, there's another white sphere that starts again. And then another yellow sphere, and pink sphere, and violet sphere, and purple sphere, and green sphere, and blue sphere. And then another white sphere. And this is how these rings on the causal body keep growing and growing and growing, to where, like Gautama Buddha, we can hold an entire planet within our causal body, or the great divine director, or cosmic beings who can hold an entire cosmos within their causal body. So there is no limit as to how far the causal body can extend, ring upon ring upon ring, on the tree of life. So we see ourselves as this vessel of the Master, calling the souls, calling the children, the child self. It is longing for home, longing for the energy of Father, Mother, the loving Father, the loving Mother, through us. Every child's soul is longing for a loving Father, loving Mother energy. Even those who have received it, were fortunate enough to receive it in their earthly upbringing, and those are by far a minority. There's that longing for oneness with Father, oneness with Mother. And it's the energy that Brian said we experience when we go to the other side. I'm going to read to you a poem that I read on Tuesday evening because it's exactly about this. My internet will. It's called If You Read This. If you're reading this, song by Tim McGraw, country music artist, dedicated to men and women in arms. Now think about this as this longing for mother, longing for father, longing for home. Keep looking at the Master's eyes as this is part of our meditation. If you're reading this, my mom is sitting there. Looks like I only got a one-way ticket over here. I sure wish I could give you one more kiss. And war was just a game we played when we were kids. While I'm laying down my gun, I'm hanging up my boots. I'm up here with God, and we're both watching over you. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town. And know my soul is where my mama always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, I'm already home. If you're reading this halfway around the world, I won't be there to see the birth of our little girl. I hope she looks like you. I hope she fights like me and stands up for the innocent and the weak. I'm laying down my gun. I'm hanging up my boots. Tell Dad I don't regret that I followed in his shoes. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town, and know my soul is where my mama always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, I'm already home. If you're reading this, there's gonna come a day When you move on and find someone else, then that's okay. Just remember this. I'm in a better place. Where soldiers live in peace and angels sing amazing grace. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town. And know my soul is where my mama always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, I'm already home. This is the consciousness of the soul. The soul that we are intended to shepherd, the soul of those who will come to us. Doesn't matter what profession we're doing, ultimately every profession, if we're on a path, a homeward path of light, is about serving and uplifting and nurturing and bringing those who come to us to that next place. Whether you're out there on the road teaching or nursing or farmer going out to buy some feed in the store, a musician, an actor. This is what counts. So let us give the mantra again, visualizing our heart now as that lodestone in the middle of those rings of light that are calling forth the souls, that are the rings of light are going to extend out as mighty rings, drawing in those souls that we are intended to work with. And the master is the upline who is bringing the energy down, the energy of Alpha and Omega, and we are becoming that Alpha and Omega energy, and through the rings of our causal body, these souls are being magnetized, and we respond to the child self in them. We respond to that place that is longing for an ability to put the boots down, to hang up the gun, to come home. Together. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. Now what we're going to be doing is seeing the Master with our Holy Christ Self in the picture right now. And through that contact with our eyes and our heart, through the figurative flow that we're establishing, the Master now is calling the parts of our soul that have been lost or fragmented or been wayward in some way, the parts of soul that can be brought back into congruency with the Christ. And so, just as these rings of our causal body were out there magnetizing the souls we are intended to contact, now the rings of the causal body are magnetizing the residues, fragments, threads of our soul left in different places in time and space. And this is going straight to the Master as the lodestone, one with our higher self, our Holy Christ Self, so that these soul parts can be cleansed and purified and healed and returned to the whole. And so we're simply letting this action be an action that God is doing through our sponsoring Master. And all we need to do is to continue with the mantra as we gaze at the eyes of the Master. This is in the Master's hands, and we have the childlike heart, the childlike faith, the childlike earnestness, the childlike eagerness to please our Master and to be whole. So for the part of the carnal mind that's saying, oh, is this a soul retrieval, or is this a shamanic activity, or is this this or that, or whatever the not-self might come up with. We don't have that need to know. It's a need to know basis, and the only thing we need to know is that the Master is doing the work with our Christ Self, and that by gazing at the eyes of the Master, We are giving our free will consent for what the Master would do for us this night, and we're simply singing a mantra. Children, come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. Let the children come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. Children, come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. Children, come unto me. I am Alpha and Omega. Let the children come unto me. Children, come unto me. Now we're going to give this mantra three more times, and we're going to visualize now Jesus as the Good Shepherd with the Shepherd's Crook. The Shepherd's Crook is that instrument whereby the Shepherd extends the crook and catches the sheep, those runaway sheep, around the neck, brings them back. Jesus was a shepherd, as David, and probably in other lives. The Maha Chohan made his ascension as a shepherd. And the first people who were told of the birth of Christ were shepherds. There is no coincidence that to magnify the Christ, to magnify the Holy Spirit, we are to be one with the Shepherd. A Good Shepherd. And exercise our ability to lovingly use the Shepherd's Crook, which is also the energies going up the spine from the base over the crown to the third eye. Through these energies that we are magnetizing silence of soul. And it's through these energies that we ultimately magnetize those outside of ourselves, those ones that we are intended to minister to. And there comes a point in time and space where we understand that we are really one. And that teaching Brian gave us about the difference between the shepherd and the manipulator. The shepherd knows that I am one with the souls that I shepherd. I'm not separate. And so as we do this alchemy of magnetizing back to ourselves, calling back to ourselves through an intense force field of light, it's a magnetic action of light. These fragments of disparate beingness endued with God consciousness, endued with consciousness because soul was created by God. So ultimately, whether we're doing it for our own soul or for the souls of others, there comes that point in time where we can see that it's all the same, and we are calling back the fragmented parts of Adam Kadmon. And the fractured Adam Kadmon that took place because of the consciousness of separateness that was infused in us by Lucifer and by those who fell, decided to separate out from the body of God. They could create their own universe, their own reality, their own consciousness. Didn't have to go along with the sheep, the rest of the sheep. And so we're calling back these parts of our consciousness and the consciousness within others who through free will are saying, I want to be back a part of the fold. I want to be in the under the care of the Good Shepherd. And I simply want the simplicity of love. The simplicity of faith. The simplicity of hope. And through that simplicity, receive that brilliancy of God shining through as love and wisdom and power. And so we see the Good Shepherd. I'm sure St. Francis, too, had a shepherd moment or two. We see the Good Shepherd. But the shepherd's crook now, calling forth those wayward sheep, using the crook to bring them back in. We're doing this for the body of Adam Kadmon. We're doing it for our soul or the souls of others. Whatever way the Master would use our temple and force field in this hour for the work. We're going to give the mantra three more times. See Jesus in the center of your circle now. The full white robe and the shepherd's crook extended out.
I am
the children come unto me. More times for the four directions. Action by inviting our soul to rise up the shaft of light on the spine, up, up, up into the secret chamber of the heart, into the keep, the interior castle. And there we see the Lord Maha Chohan as the Good Shepherd. With the golden pink glow ray and the dove of the Holy Spirit. And he places the dove on each of our shoulders. And our Holy Christ Self is standing by as the bridegroom. In that secret chamber of the heart. And we receive that dove. One on the left. One on the right. And we see the Maha Chohan raising that shepherd's crook. It back down, and as it comes down, there is a certain increment of light that descends, and that light is for the raising up of our own shepherd's crook, the energies of the consciousness of soul aligned with God, one with God, rising up the spine, over the crown chakra, to the third eye, where we can have that aligned divine vision, with the divine understanding of the crown, and the divine love of the heart. All of this over the rod of power. That ultimately will bring to us that initiation of all power in heaven and earth, the 12th gift of the Holy Spirit. Right now we're working on the gift of free will, which is the 10th gift. And the balanced threefold flame is the 9th gift. The gift of free will is where we commit and recommit each day your free will to be both that adult and that child. Be that open, waiting one with the Master. And then to turn around and be that solid shepherd with the souls coming to us for spiritual food and drink, for compassion or tenderness or discipline, teaching, edification, simply example. Example. So much of what we actually can impart is imparted aura to aura, force field to force field. Doesn't even need words. So words can help. Person who is one with the Master can walk into a room and change the entire room. Simply by stepping into the room. There doesn't need to be any intellectual talking. Or ego doing. It's simply being that electrode of light. Consciousness and ultimately love. And this is what happens with our shepherd's crook activated. And purified for the work of the Good Shepherd, purified of all residues of manipulating consciousness. And this is what the Maha Chohan's work is about for us this night. We can accept it. And with that cleansing and clearance, we know that we can leave with those doves of the Holy Spirit . We can train those doves to fly just like people train pigeons to go to the far corners of the earth and then come back, send a message to the other side of the earth and come back, or the other side of the nation, or to the other side of the state or town, and then come back with the message. So the message we're sending with our doves is a message, come home, come home. Lay down your gun. Hang up your boots. Come home. This concludes our meditation. I know we went longer tonight, and so we're not going to have time for comments. But we are very grateful, and so let us say three times together, Hero Universe, I am grateful, speaking it to your Master, speaking it to the Holy Spirit, speaking it to the Good Shepherd, one for each. Then we'll sound the Om, and we will be done. Here, oh universe. I am grateful. Dear O Universe, I am grateful. Dear O Universe, I am grateful.